The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Watch out. Two misogynistic,
POTUS-loving,
egomaniacal idiots are about to spout their
political views
under the guise of a financial advice show.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, member FINRA SIPC.
And if you don't think politics matters, for all you left-wing nutjobs that call in and say, you should talk money, the market has been volatile for the Fed and trade. I think those two are political, huh?
Live from the WBEN studios.
Place where money meets politics.
We'll talk some politics, a lot of politics. We do talk some money.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Clouding up a little bit, but not too bad out there. Beautiful weekend ahead, so hope that you are out and enjoying it, but yet still listening to the Financial Guys here. We are live in studio, and Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, we got a lot to talk about. Of course, we're going to talk about some of the, we got some clips from the, I don't even want to call it the clown show, the circus, the Democrat debate down in...
I can give away health care!
Who wants to have health care for illegals? They all raise their hand. Who wants to lose the election right now? They all raise their hand. We'll talk about
who
that.
Who can out-give away who? It was fun.
It was interesting. So we got that to talk about.
After puking in my mouth a few times and swallowing it, I turned it off. So
we've got some clips from last week's climate rally. So we weren't on last week, and thanks to the Mike Hayflick and folks for filling in, right?
Yes.
We
Hayflick, Ron Reinstein, they did good.
Social Security guys having a good time here on the air, and thanks for filling in for us. We appreciate it. We had an opportunity to go downtown last Friday to a climate rally, and they're doing a climate walkout.
Yes, there was one.
Yes, there was. There was like 12-ish people there.
12
so.
Or 13 people.
Some nice folks, some very totally nice indoctrinated folks. Morons, but yes. We'll have a couple clips from that as well as the show
folks.
Progresses.
Yeah. Their heart's in the right spot. Brain is nowhere to be found, but nope. Their heart is in the right spot.
Yeah, so we got some classic clips from that as well. Yeah, we'll get to that
please
also.
Please stick with us to listen to some of these clips. They're priceless.
No doubt. And, of course, if you want to join us here on the air, always an open mic session. You can join us here at 803-0930. Star 930 is a free call and a cell. 1-800-616-9236. If you're outside the area, that 1-800 number will work anywhere. Toronto, Erie, Rochester, down on WFTL in Fort Lauderdale as well. You can reach us, West Palm Beach, Fort Myers, 1-800-616-9236. And, of course, our backyard, in the Florida backyard in Miami, was the Democrat campaign. And, of course, the Democrat candidates made a few stops along the way. One of those stops was made by Mr. de Blasio, who apparently didn't get the memo that Miami is very heavily a Cuban population, and decided to quote the murderous thug Che Guevara. So nice work. People in Miami are absolutely outraged that he would use that quote. The same quote, by the way, that Raul Castro issued when his brother Fidel died, and the Cuban community in Miami could not have been more outraged, including some of the Democrat politicians that are in that community, local politicians.
Isn't de Blasio just happy with destroying New York State?
Isn't he
happy with just being a part with Andrew Cuomo of making this state a total disaster? I just stay here and continue to ruin this state so you bankrupt it so we can start over.
I don't know. I think he's better off just traveling around the country making a complete moron, an ass out of himself, to be honest with you. I mean, he really clueless.
I saw David DiPietro, so we got to get him back on this show. He was saying, you know, we're going to unionize farm workers. That'll destroy all the farms in
your
state. So thank you to destroying the farmers. And the farmers are sick to their stomach. But he said the other thing a lot of people are missing is these Democrats are just ramming hundreds of bills down the throats of New York State, you know, folks. And you're hearing the big ones, right? You're going to hear unionization of farmers. You're not going to hear all these little ones. We'll get them on the show in the next few weeks. But it's sad. Where does it end? I guess bankruptcy. That's why I continue to say, what else can you hope for in New York State and California besides bankruptcy?
450,000 people left the state last year.
It's 8.2 billion. Billion.
Billion with a B. Billion. And it's just starting to accelerate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, 17.2 billion.
Yeah.
wealth. $8 billion left New York State. 17.2 ended up in Florida.
That's right.
So just you know, just as everybody knows where the money's going, it's the rich people, the top 1%ers.
Yeah, well,
don't
leaving.
Worry about it. They won't be in.
They won't be there anymore.
They won't be here. They won't be in California. They'll be in Florida, Texas, where they're welcome.
You know, if the media had any shred of honesty whatsoever, and the American people actually judged these politicians on their actual track records, you might not even bother to hold an election, because Trump wins 50 out of 50 states, no question, if that's the case. Now, obviously, a lot of politicians and are a lot of people in this country, people like Alyssa Milano, who are completely clueless, don't look at facts and don't look at people's track records. And so, you know, he will probably only win 48 out of the 50 states. But he is going to shellack these folks, no doubt about it.
I love the polls. And Bernie, we'll play a clip later, but he's like, well, the polls are showing we're winning. Yeah, the polls are showing you're winning.
Socialism is 10% ahead.
Are they the same very polls that we used for the Clinton?
That's right. 99.99% chance that they win. Is it raining out there? You gotta run. Go. You can go.
I'm gonna run.
You go run. Now you gotta.
Mike's got to top off of my car. I swear I'm gonna run.
Go, go, go! Mike's got his convertible here, and it just started to rain in Amherst, so he is going to run down there and try. There he goes. Good to think he's quick and try to get the top up on the Corvette before it gets too rained in. So hopefully he'll make it out there. He'll probably actually just stop now almost. So he'll probably make it out there and he'll just not get there in time. Anyway, if you want to join us, folks, 803-0930, *930 is a free call to sell. 1-800-616-9236. You know, Mike is normally a runner, so he's pretty good about being able to get out there and back. If it were me, on the other hand, I'd probably be hunched over, gasping for breath at the front door frame. And I'd probably never make it to the cars. So anyway, if you want to join us again here, 803-0930. And if you're outside the area, 1-800-616-9236. We'll also talk some money today as well in between some of these Democrat clips that we'll play. And, you know, markets have were pretty volatile, certainly up and down. But the last month has really been quite good. So it seems like some of the roadblocks that we've talked about, you know, we've had some different folks on the air, including Dave Mariocker and John Thur. We have a quarterly economic update that we do. We just did a conference call with our two chartered financial analysts and mutual fund manager Dan Neiman, and you know, all kind of talking about the same roadblocks that we've been talking about that we were concerned about, and some of those things are starting to go away, right? Interest rates and the Fed, that was a big one earlier in the year, that is now off the table. We're now talking about the Fed potentially cutting. So, you know, that cause of uncertainty, or that, you know, angst about the potential for you know, increasing more interest rates or more interest rates hikes is now off the table. So, you know, that fear is now kind of gone to the side. China is the next thing, right? So we've been talking about a trade war, of course, that caused a lot of volatility in May. And that seems to now be settling down. As we've been saying here on the air week after week, the United States economy is in a much better position than the Chinese economy. And so if we're ever going to have this type of trade war, now is the time. And clearly, it seems as if Trump is winning there, too, because the president of China has announced several times that he's willing to come back for conversations. So I don't expect that you'll see them leave the G20 summit with anything concrete. They're not going to have a meeting there about it. But I do think that you'll see them make an announcement that they will be getting back together, sitting down at the table and trying to negotiate something, because China cannot sustain these types of tariffs for as long as we can, certainly. So, you know, that's starting to move off the table as well. I think what one thing that you are going to start to see, and you saw this in the consumer confidence, is you're going to start to see the analysts and the media try to talk this market down. They're going to try to talk this economy into a recession. I'm already seeing some of those headlines, and we'll talk about that as well. Again, if you want to join us, 803-0930 and *930. Frank, why don't we take a very short break? I'll cue up some of the clips on the other side. Hopefully, Mike will get his top up and make it back in without being too far out of breath. And again, if you want to join us, 803-0930. *930 is a free call and a sell. And again, 1-800-616-9236. We'll be right back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lummis. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930.
All righty, welcome back. Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Again, 1-800-616-9236 if you're outside the area.
I'm back.
Mike's back. He made it.
Finally tuned athlete.
It would, honest to God, it would probably take me a good half an hour to catch my breath after sprinting down and back.
I made it, and I was skipping a few steps on the way down, a few on the way up, but I'm
You're back. Perfect.
Yeah. And now it stopped.
Yeah, of course it did. Before the break, Mike, I was just talking about some of the roadblocks that we've been talking about as a firm, you know, affecting the volatility, you know, the war, trade war with China, the Fed and the interest rates. You know, some of these things like the Fed getting out of the way, China, you know, seems like it's coming to a head. Yeah. They're going to sit back down, Trump winning.
Good news with the Fed is not only did they get out of the way, now they're becoming market friendly, right? Yeah. So that's a good thing for the stock market. I do think interest rates need to go up long term, but I think the point is let's make them go up slowly. Yep. Hey, is there a way you guys could see if there's is there any headsets in here that work?
Just see if that's a tall order. I have the
just
one
see if
headset.
There's like one that works. That I could sit here like this with my hand like leaning to the left all day, but
don't do that. Nobody wants you to do that. Don't lean to the left. That's bad. Really bad. We were talking about
so the Fed is a positive thing. Now the other concern has been trade. And how tough is Donald Trump going to be? He's winning the war on trade with China. I mean, China is now saying, look, we want a balanced trade situation, which is, you know, it's so funny to me that, you know, I to tell you, I did this with my 7-year-old. I put 22 M&Ms on the table. I said, honey, I'm gonna divide them up fairly. And I took 20 and I gave her two. And she said, she just looked at me like, that's not fair. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you got a lot more than I did. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you divide them up fairly. What do you think would be fair? And she gave, you know, counted them out and gave me 11 and her 11. I said, you know, it's amazing to me. So you're already smarter than Barack Obama and you know, most of the, and all of the left, right? They can't get this. They can't get that's fair trade, right? But you got to love Trump because now China's saying, look at their economy's at a 30-year slow when it comes to economic growth. They're saying, we know we need to make a deal with you. We're going to get this thing done. We're going to make it fair. And Trump's going, you know, you've abused us for so long. I think I want a better deal now.
Yeah. Well, and I think he's going to get it.
I
think he's going to get it. But nevertheless, that's going to get out of the way probably in the second or third quarter.
It's
not
definitely
second quarter, third
coming
quarter.
To a head. It's coming to some kind of a resolution here, which is great.
Now, the last thing that I think, and probably what is probably one of the bigger risks for this market, bull market, so to speak, and potentially the economy, is talking ourselves into a recession. Folks, this is the only chance that the Democrats have to win next year's election. If they can't get a recession, there is no chance that the Democrats, I don't care who the candidate is, there's no chance that the Democrats can win the election against Trump unless either Trump somehow is not in the race or they cause a recession, right? So what was it going to take to cause a recession? Well, you're going to see, and I'm telling you right up front, because you're going to see this in the fall. You're going to see this start in late summer. You're already seeing it start. You're going to see all these media outlets find these economists you've never heard of. They're going to come out and they're going to say, well, I just saw an article this past week. The American economy, we may already be in a recession.
Really?
Really. That's funny because an actual recession is defined by 2 quarters of negative GDP growth. We just had close to 3% growth in the first quarter.
Right.
They're talking about 1 point something, which will average out to about 2.
Yeah.
We're nowhere near a recession.
Well, my favorite, though, is since Trump's been into office, is every single time they underestimate the numbers, right?
Yes.
It was the opposite with Obama. Every single time they'd say, well, we think it's going to come in about 2.5, maybe even 3%. Don't be surprised, right? And then it would come at 1.8, and they're like, shocked.
Ooh. Or they would revise it lower, right?
Now.
First estimate, 2.4. Second estimate, 2.2. Final estimate, 1.4.
Yeah, now it's the opposite. Now they're going, boy, this is I think we're about 1.5%, 1.8, somewhere in there. Comes in at 2.5, 3. Shocked.
Yep, right? Surprise to the upside.
I will say this, and this is, you know, a few things. Number one is, because we've had a longer period of time in between recessions, right? We also had a record amount of damage done during the last recession. Because people will say to me, well, we have to have a recession. Why? Because of the time since the last recession. I'll say, well, that's BS. That's garbage. And I'll say why. And I'll tell you why. Because we had a record amount of destruction during that recession, and we did not have the explosive growth on the upside.
Right.
So historically, when you look at these recessions and you go, wow, look at the damage that was done during the recession, but man, when that thing turned, we had a V-like recovery, and we had 5, 6, 7% economic growth on the upside. Never happened under Barack Obama. Right. My point is, I don't think we've recovered from the last recession yet.
But even
there's a lot of people that short-sailed homes in places, lost everything they had. Ask the people that had all the retirement money in General Motors if they feel like they've recovered from the last recession yet. Right?
But even if we do have a recession, like even if it's not going to be, it's not the end of the world, right? It's not a depression. It's not going to be, in, you know, I don't think near as deep or even more close. You know, if we have a recession at all, which I don't think we will, it'll probably be a minor recession. Yeah. But what you're seeing is you're already seeing the consumer confidence erode because of the media, right? Consumer confidence was way down than what the expectation was. It was down quite a bit. It might be an anomaly. Yes. 1 month does not create a trend.
I'm wondering if I actually believe that, though. Well, I really don't. You're looking at an earnings expansion environment, too. You're starting to see more and more people add more product.
But I'm just talking but consumer confidence is just the psyche, right? You're looking at, you know, it's an indicator of how do consumers feel? How confident are they? And my point is that you're going to see consumer confidence erode a bit because you're going to see this onslaught from, you know, Yahoo Finance, CNBC, all these supposed reputable sites, which are absolutely left-wing sites now, sadly. Yeah. You know, even sites that used to be, or even media outlets like CNBC, that used to be kind of neutral, are now leaning left. Yeah. And it's frustrating because, you know, it's like, just report the news for once. But you're going to see this, are we already in a recession? Are we heading into a recession? Yeah. Could we be in a recession? How bad is the recession going to be?
Does not look
I can tell you, our two chartered financial analysts, what we call our smartest guys in the room, neither of them are expecting a recession, you know, outside of some sort of a black swan event.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, 3.6% unemployment rates, right? You still got a lot of money on the sidelines when it comes to 401k plans and fuel that could continue the market going forward.
Well, and interest rates are still low. Like, where are you going for yield? Yeah.
Interest rates are low. The Fed is accommodative right now. So all signs point to, you know, yes, continued volatility. And we've said that forever. Volatility can be your friend. I talked about December. The stock market had a bad month, but we rebalanced our portfolios. In fact, in some cases, we rebalanced it twice because we had the automatic rebalance, and then we had the 6 month or the beginning of the year. So, or actually, the portfolios were a little bit skewed off. So, you know, rebalancing your portfolio, making subtle adjustments along the way, you can take advantage of this stuff. And you know, continue to take advantage of the volatility moving forward.
No doubt. If you want to join us again, 803-0930, *930 is a free call to sell. Again, 1-800-616-9236. Before we get to these clips, I don't know if you had a chance. I mean, we obviously sat in our office and we watched the Medal of Honor presentation. First time in history. You want to talk about a selfless individual. First time in history that and hats off to President Trump for allowing this. Never before has there been the rest of the teammates, I'll call them, the other soldiers up on the stage. What an honorable individual David Bellavia is to share the stage with his fellow soldiers, knowing that it's a team effort and wanting to honor them. Every time he talks about the Medal of Honor, he talks about his fellow soldiers, his fellow brothers in arms, and it's just amazing, and sisters in arms. It's just amazing how selfless he is. But, you know, the Medal of Honor ceremonies, all of them ever, have always included just one Medal of Honor recipient on stage. And so hats off to President Trump and hats off to David Bellavia and hats off to Western New York community for raising the funds to get those families there that couldn't afford to get them.
Yeah, a special, I guess you'd say, thank you, being proud to be from here from Western New York, to Tim Wanger and Bowerly, because those two put together something unreal. I mean, well, they raised $40,000 in a few hours.
Amazing.
Grant David's wish, which was to have the rest of his soldiers around him. So, I don't know the economic status of all those folks, but I know many have said that, you know, that was a huge burden. You know, how do I get my family down there? That's not cheap, right? I'm going to have to take time off from work. And Western New York was able to step up to the plate and say, don't worry about it. We'll take that off your shoulders. And rightfully so.
Absolutely. So hats off to you guys. Anyway, if you want to join us here again, 803-0930 and *930. Let's sneak in one quick call, and then we have a special guest at the bottom of the hour we're going to introduce for just a few minutes. He's got a great cause that he wants to promote. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. We're one of the few firms that has really kind of separated each department out so we can work as one team, but each person can get a little bit deeper in their particular area of focus. So we have folks that are Social Security claiming strategist. We have a marital specialist, a certified divorce financial analyst. We have certified financial planners. We have chartered financial analysts. We have a college planning department. We've got Medicare, AHIP certified Medicare folks that can help you as well.
Can I comment on that Medicare? We have, by the way, in the next few months here, and I would encourage you to start to, if you want an independent review of your Medicare plan, use our team as a resource. And don't wait until enrollment season. Not that we're not going to be there. We will. And actually, we're going to be bringing in a lot of the different carriers that are that you'll be eligible for in Western New York into our office. We're doing breakouts at not only our office, but with AAA at the different AAA locations. Mm-hmm. But use our team as a resource. And I tell you, I call it like a concierge service. You know, if you're having trouble, you want to call a 1-800 number, mm-hmm. and talk to somebody at the carrier itself, and maybe you don't get the answer you need. Our independent certified experts can help, so use them as a resource for sure.
633-1515 locally, 716-633-1515. If you're down in South Florida, same team there as well, 561-614-2000, 561-614-2000. Let's sneak in Kevin in Jamestown. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, fantastic. Kevin. How are you, buddy?
Props to David Bellavia. But what I want to know, guys, when are the Democrats going to figure out the coup really happened? You get a piece here. We know it happened. When's the big stuff coming out?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Everybody knows now. It's pretty much, and the investigation has now started, right? So Bill Barr and the Justice Department has started their investigation into this, this coup is really what it is. There's no doubt about it. They falsified the FISA, court documents to get the warrant to spy on President Trump. Everything that Trump said, by the way.
Yeah, it's true.
Spying, they're tapping the Trump. Oh, yeah, they're laughing at you and whatnot.
Yeah.
Everything that Trump said
was true. He's
paranoid. He's paranoid. Yeah. It's all true.
He's colluding with Russia. Right. Meanwhile, the yep. Clintons are
anybody
the
with their brain in their
millions.
Head and eyes in their, yeah, right? Yeah, but Bill Clinton's getting paid $500,000
right.
by Russia. But
right.
Kevin, hats off to you because you got a brain in your head, right? Very few Democrats do. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We got to take a very short break. If you want to join us on the other side, 803-0930 Again, if you're outside the area, down in Fort Lauderdale, down in Palm Beach, 1-800-616-9236. Financial Guys will be right back here, News Radio 930 WBEN.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at *930. Live from the WBEN studios, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back, Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, excuse me, Mike Lomas, and live in studio here as I choke on my Tim Hortons coffee. If you need us throughout the week, folks, again, we do manage money for a living, and I have a lot of different departments from life insurance to investments to healthcare. Our investment committee has over 175 years of investment experience, two chartered financial analysts, and two mutual fund managers. We're working on bringing Wall Street to Main Street. So look out for that in October. We'll be bringing, hopefully, Paul Meeks to town. Paul is probably one of the foremost recognized experts in the tech sector. He's on CNBC. Pretty much every week on Squawk Box and other programs as well. And Paul, of course, had his claim to fame managing about $8 billion in tech funds for Merrill Lynch in the late 90s. At one point, he was the largest tech fund manager in the world, and he is now on our investment committee, on our team at Independent Solutions, which is the investment arm of the Financial Guys. If you'd like more information on that department or anything that we do, again, reach us at the office at 716-633-1515 or down in South Florida at 561-614-2000.
Recently, by the way, we were featured in Money Magazine.
Yeah,
and Fortune.
Yeah, Bloomberg as well, I think.
Bloomberg as well. So if you're at, I guess, cool. Tops or Wegmans, and you think you'd want to read some of them, at least flip to our page.
Yeah, right. Yeah, take it. Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. So anyway, if you need us, give us a call at the office or check out our website at financialguys.com. You can also find all of the links to our social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram there, and again, and our podcast as well at thefinancialguys.com or just financialguys.com.
Our money, I'm bragging a little bit. We don't get the chance to do this, but our money management arm, Independent Solutions, by the way, just ranked ranked in the top 300 RIAs across the country.
Yeah, that's cool, awesome, so. Too. Absolutely. Cool stuff. All right, let's go. Without further ado, let's go to our special guest that's been patiently waiting.
Tom Murphy.
Tom Murphy with Sweethearts and Heroes has just a wonderful organization really trying to help to get the word out regarding bullying. So, Tom, tell us about your organization and what you guys are trying to do.
Gentlemen, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
Okay, wonderful. Well, number one, and thanks so much for taking the time to have us on the show here. If you were to say, people usually say to me, tell us about this thing called bullying in your organization, and I'm famous for saying we don't have a bullying problem in America, and usually makes people chuckle, and they say, well, that's what you do. You talk to kids about bullying. And certainly bullying is an avenue that we use to get into schools and talk about the real issue that's happening in America today. The number one thing, guys, to take the life of a 10 to 14-year-old in our country in your lifetime has always been car accidents. Mm-hmm. It's pretty logical sense. Mm-hmm. Last year, for the first time in history, the number one thing to take the life of a middle schooler in our country are their own hands.
Wow, that's sad.
Very sad.
It's astonishing, my friends. And, you know, I'm not sure what your situation is with your own children, but I have four kids. And, you know, I have spent the last 10 years of my life with a couple of gentlemen crisscrossing the country, talking to well over a million students about this issue. And people say, well, why bullying? And, bullying certainly could be a factor that causes a kid, especially a kid that feels hopeless, because ultimately, gentlemen, the true contagion is this thing called hopelessness. We have a generation of young people that feel more hopeless than ever before in history. And people, have to understand that, 22 service members take their own life every day in this country. Mm-hmm. They feel hopeless. They feel like they can't hold on. They feel like there are no possibilities that exist for their future. H-O-P-E, hold on, possibilities exist. Mm-hmm. So they give up. And it's amazing to me that we have children in our country that feel so hopeless that they don't want to go on. Mm-hmm. And on our team, we have one of the world's hope experts, Rick Yarish. I know you guys were just talking about the recipient of the Medal of Honor, mm-hmm. and I appreciate you bringing that up. But I spend more time with Rick than almost any person on earth. Rick and I have taken this message to over a million kids. 70% of Rick's body was burned away in Iraq, mm-hmm. and when his Bradley hit an IED, and he'll tell you it's the best thing that's ever happened to him, because he gave up this thing called hope. He felt like there were no possibilities that existed for his future. He gave up. That's why so many service members take their own life every day in this country. And if Rick were on the phone with us, he would say it's crazy to think that we have kids that are walking our hallways that are feeling as hopeless as he did when he was laying on the ground burning to death. Hmm. So, we're not here to address bullying. Bullying, certainly, I talk deeply about with students. Sometimes it's the final thing that pushes a kid over the edge. But let's make no mistake about it. We have a generation of young people that feel pretty hopeless out there, and we're not talking about it the way we should.
Hey, Tom, I've said this. We've done shows on this before, and I said, one of my concerns with the educational system is they don't attack this at a very young age. And, what is your approach when it comes to and is there a specific, I don't even know if I'm saying this right, but a specific age where you feel like, boy, if we can get it by this point, we have a much better opportunity of correcting the ship.
What a wonderful question, man. For the first 5 years of this organization, I believed with all my heart the only place we belonged was in middle school and high school. I have a tremendous connection with kids just because of my relationship to professional sports that I participated in. But how wrong I was. And what I realized, and we have dubbed ourselves as the stop, drop, and roll of bullying. Because if I were to ask you, what do you do when you catch on fire, you would say stop, drop, and roll. We have 50 million students across the country that can regurgitate that. If you ask them, that's the number of public school students, what do you do when you catch on fire, they say stop, drop, and roll. Mm-hmm. And I can talk to any administrator, teacher in a school. I could talk to you two and say, have you ever met a single person that's ever used that? And you'll chuckle and you'll say, oh, no, really haven't. And I like pointing out to teachers that we've taught 50 million kids what to do when they never catch on fire. Mm-hmm. But when you walk up to any kid in public school today, and you say, what do you do when you see someone burning to death socially, psychologically, emotionally? They really have no idea what to do. I mean, the best that they can come up with is tell a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of what we came up with, you know, and that's why we dub ourselves as a stop, drop, and roll of bullying, because truly what we realized over the last 3 or 4 years of our program, our system, is that you got to get kids when they're younger. You have to start teaching them these skills, especially the skill of empathy. We know empathy has plummeted over 40% in our students today compared to kids 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a devastating problem. And if we don't grow empathy and activate it in our children, it's like a muscle. If you use it, it'll grow. If you don't use it, it will atrophy. So, you know, even though my passion is talking to middle school, high school kids that I can relate very well to, I truly believe the biggest impact we have is teaching young people this stop, drop, and roll of bullying, which is truly just empathy activation and practice for kids.
Yeah, it's Tom, we've done a bunch of shows on the school shootings, and you know, to me, there's always been this common theme with all of these kids. It's that they were loners. They didn't have friends. It's amazing to me, you hear stories where, you know, when they were 6, 7, and 8, they were sitting alone at the cafeteria or at the lunch table. And I think to myself, like, what kind of a system do we have where nobody gets involved and says, why is little Joey sitting alone at the cafeteria's lunch table, right? I mean, to me, it just blows my mind. Makes you sick to your stomach when you hear that as having kids. I can't imagine hearing the story of my, you know, son or daughter sitting alone at the lunch table.
You're smarter than I give you guys credit for. You're hitting all the nails on the head, my friend. You know, when we talk about what leads someone to hopelessness, you know, you ever think about what it truly means to be human? And, you know, we all have a need. There's a common thread that weaves between all of us as humans. And, you know, we have a deep need for meaning or purpose in our life. You know, the great philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche said, he who has a why to live can bear any how. But the other thing that every human needs is human acceptance. And, you know, we just understood better that kids are nothing but pack animals. They really care deeply about what their friends think, what other people are going to say. It's tough to show vulnerability as a middle school kid. And, you know, when a kid is alone, you know, I famously have said, and I don't want to say I got myself in some hot water for this, but I think Nicholas Cruz was about as hopeless as they come. You know, I think the logical outworking, I'm sure there was some mental issues there, but I told kids and teachers and administrators after that, after Parkland, I said, you know, who brought Nicholas Cruz a coffee or a hot chocolate in the sixth grade? Consistently asked him to go, you know, to the movies in the seventh grade, eighth grade. He was lonely. He was desperate for human acceptance. And you mix that with some mental illness, and it's a dangerous combination. So you couldn't be more right that the most important thing is that our kids understand, not us telling kids to go help kids that are different. That's a tough thing to talk about because we think that's our job. But truly, kids have to practice these skills, and that's where our bully drill comes in. We become famous for this thing called a bully drill, where we actually, through socio-dramatic play, a tremendous amount of science, we get kids to practice helping kids that are different. And that's really the beauty of what we've done.
Huh. Tom, how can people get a hold of you, and how can schools get in touch with you if they want to bring you into their facility or their classroom or their school or whatever?
Yeah, just sweetheartsandheroes.com, you know, www.sweetheartsandheroes.com. You can find us on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. You can hit us up on Twitter, but ultimately just go right to the website. There's a couple really good videos there that really outline what administrators and, you know, what we actually do.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Tom Murphy. We appreciate
one
it.
One final note. You're a UFC competitor. Are you still in competition?
No, I haven't. It's a full-time job at that level. Mm-hmm. And when I had this realization a couple years ago after being in front of about 500,000 kids that, you know, ultimately the reason, the purpose, the way the universe lined things up, that my experience in wrestling, and I was a runner-up in the country, Brock, just down the road from y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New York has a special place in my heart. So we love that area. But after I, you know, got a chance to compete, you know, for one of the biggest stages on earth, I realized that it was just, you know, my hook with kids. We start our middle school, high school presentation with about 3 minutes of mixed martial arts. And loud music, and then I come running out and say, I hate fighting. I'm a competitor in a sport. It's the kind of this delicious irony. It's this hook that gets kids super interested in what we're doing. And then I can sell them just about anything at that point.
Huh. All right. Well, hats off to you, Tom. You're spreading a great message.
I thought about going down that road too, Tom, to be a UFC fighter, but I don't know. I just sort of came across me one day that I probably am afraid of getting punched. So,
yeah,
I thought I'd go into the financial thing.
Yeah, better profession for sure.
Tom's not laughing. Tom, we'll be in touch, buddy. We got to get you to Buffalo.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Tom Murphy from Sweethearts and Heroes. You can go to sweetheartsandheroes.com to find out more information on what they do. Why don't we take a very short break? Again, if you want to join us here, 803-0930.
Got to play some of these videos. Got to play some of these videos from our experience downtown with the global warming folks. It's priceless, by the way. You have to stick with us and listen to some of this.
Yeah, we'll start with that, actually. We'll come back. We'll start with the global warming.
Maybe some clips from the debate.
Absolutely.
Who can out Santa Claus who.
For sure. Yeah. No doubt about it. So we'll get to that right when we come back. And again, if you want to join us, 803-0930, *930 is a free call on itself. If you want to text us, by the way, if I could find where the mouse is, 3930 is the text board message, 30930. All right, very short break. You've got the financial guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lovis. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, News Radio 930 WBEN, WFTL down in South Florida, News Talk 850. Our Facebook page, by the way, I think is just Facebook.com/TheFinancialGuys. You can find us there. If you go to our website, you can find all the links. You just click on the little icon that looks like an F and go to the Facebook page. TheFinancialGuys.com. Podcast, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So TheFinancialGuys.com. You can find the links to all of those sites there, including our podcast. Our podcast is also available on iTunes, on the Android store, and wherever else you can find podcasts.
Yes.
Everywhere else. That's right. Yes.
The people that listen to podcasts,
you'll know.
You know where you are.
You know where you are.
And they write it off.
Exactly. All right, let me play this. So Mike and I had the opportunity last week to head downtown. Oh. Every Friday, apparently, I think these some of these kids, they really do mean well. And some are kids, some are adults. The adults, not so bright.
Yes.
The kids, we'll see.
I'd be curious to see if it's the same adults every Friday.
I bet you.
We were, we've got to run a pretty tight schedule Monday through Friday. So we skipped lunch and said, all right, we're going to run down there for an hour. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to see next time around. Next time we have the opportunity to go down there, if it's the same adults down there.
I bet you.
I'd be curious to see if they actually have a job.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We'll see. But anyway, let me play this clip. This is classic. So the first girl we walk up to, she's got this sign she's holding that says, and this is why we walked up to her first, because she said, keep fossil fuels in the ground.
It was a pretty sign, by the way.
And she was very nice.
She went to a store and exchanged money for markers and paint and all that good stuff, too.
So the sign was, keep fossil fuels in the ground, no fossil fuels, ban fossil fuels. Here was just a bit of the exchange.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And how did you get here?
My aunt dropped me off here.
Dropped you off in a car?
A car.
Okay, now, if they get rid of fossil fuels,
how would you get here?
How would you have gotten here?
I would have walked, but I was actually going to walk, but my aunt offered to drive me. But I live actually not so far. I live on Linwood.
What would you say to the people who said, that's pretty hypocritical that you drive here in a car and then tell people they shouldn't use fossil fuels?
I would say that's fair. I should have walked. My aunt offered me. I should have still walked.
Oh, man.
I kid you not, folks. That was within 30 seconds of showing up.
The first minute and 15 seconds is what that is. Within the first minute and 15 seconds, he's
out.
And the look on her face, folks, and we got this on video, so we will post this, but it is priceless.
You can tell.
Well, sweet girl.
Her heart
really
is in
was.
The right spot.
Really
but
was.
They just don't get it. You know,
man.
A product of, a fine public school education, of brainwashed that global warming is absolutely 100% for real. But
Probably should have.
Didn't
you're
think
right.
of that.
Oh. I'll walk in the future. I really, I swear.
I'm going to walk everywhere from now on.
From now on.
From this point in my life. I'm never taking a car again. You know darn well her grandmother picked her up in a fossil fuel.
Oh, man.
Gas-burning SUV. Oh, you Lord. Know it, right? We should have waited around for that. The bye-bye.
We missed the opportunity.
You'll be walking home, right? Well, it's already scheduled. Yeah, I called her on my iPhone, so...
yeah. Damn capitalist. The best part was, so the organizers, another sweet kid, right? He goes, I'd love to interview with you, but I got to just pack up these signs in the car real quick.
We didn't catch it. By the way, to give credit where credit's due, Rochelle goes, as we're cleaning up the stuff.
Did you get Rochelle that, guys?
Goes, did you catch this? So what? She goes, he couldn't do the interview with you because he was hopping in his car. Like
loading up the signs in his fossil-burning car.
We did learn a new problem, though, that is facing the world. That's called environmental racism.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
There was somebody that said environmental racism.
I'm still
racism
not quite sure what that
thing.
Is.
No, I don't
I guess
either.
It just rains on the poor people? What is that? What does that mean?
I think it's
colder and
no warmer. Right?
Is it?
Is it global warming, cooling?
I don't know.
I don't know. Certainly,
I don't understand.
Certainly, apparently,
it affects minorities more.
If your skin color is a certain color, the weather around you is different than
is
somebody 13 feet from you. I don't know.
But anyway, so yeah, that was a new
environmental
turn.
Environmental racism. That's a new one. So yeah, look out for that.
Look out for that.
Look out for that in the near future.
Just be careful.
Must be something that Donald Trump causes.
I'm sure. definitely Donald
that
Trump's
is something
fault.
That
no
Trump,
doubt.
I don't know. It was either Bush or Trump. One of the two.
No. And everything now is Trump's fault. It's got to be Trump's fault.
Environmental racism.
Yeah, hilarious.
Environmental racism.
Anyway, we'll get more clips of that when we come back from the other side of the top of the hour. But before we do, let's take just a couple of quick calls. 803-0930, star 930. If you want to join us.
Can I just
again.
Mention that text, yes. by the way? And I know you said Bauer. I didn't have a chance to – Bowerly was all over this week. Cuomo has not acknowledged Bellavia yet. What a tool. You're not kidding.
More
what
than a tool.
What a scumbag. Yeah. I mean, that is – you know, there is very few people in the world that you can point to that accomplished what David has accomplished, right? I don't even know how do you describe –
You're talking about a true American hero. And you can't be bothered to come out with an official statement any statement at all, not even a tweet?
True
shame
American
on you,
hero
Cole.
In your state.
In your state.
In your state. I mean, something that you put politics aside and you say, you, my friend, God bless you.
Yep. Here's
thank
the key
you
of the
for
city.
Everything you've done. And we are changing one of the bridges that I'm going to name after my father or my to Bellavia Bridge, right? That's what you do.
That's right. Yeah. Kathy Hochul, by the way, I guess very grudgingly after Bowerly beat her up for an entire afternoon on the radio, finally was able to send out a tweet. Not an official statement, but just a congratulatory tweet.
These are the same people, by the way, that have no problem putting together a press conference and a ribbon-cutting ceremony and treating themselves to fine wine so they can cut the ribbon over three jobs. But yet they can't seem to be able to find a place down on the waterfront to get together to say, we just wanted to say thank you, David Bellavia.
Shame on them.
Shame on them.
Shame. All right, let's go to
Now, if it was
Dave,
a legal immigrant that was floating over on a boat from Canada, they would have some kind of welcome reception down there, I'm sure.
All right, let's go to Dave in East Amherst. Dave, how are you, sir?
Yes, I'm very good, sir. Thank you. I am and have been a conservative Republican since I was 21. Mm-hmm. Come from a long line of self-buffled Democrats that I hate. But the point is, if you want to be president, you got to have some executive ability that Trump has. Mm-hmm. And I don't think these other people do.
That's a great point.
Somebody has they want daycare for kids and all this other nonsense.
Yeah, well, they want socialism, right? They want, but they're not smart enough, Dave, to be able to see what socialism has done all around the world.
Right.
You can look at Venezuela. People have for decades floated here in shark-infested water to get away from it, and these idiots say, hey, that's what we want. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
By the way, there's been no system anywhere in the world that has taken people from the lowest tax ring to the upper tax ring within the shortest period of time. Nowhere has there been more mobility than the United States of America and free market capitalism. Nowhere.
Well, that's how Ronald Reagan got reelected.
Reagan put us into a 20-year bull market.
Yep.
And by the way, that's how we're in, you know, with growth rates exceeding now 3% to 3%, approaching 4% as opposed to 2% after the worst recession since the Great Depression.
David, if people, again, I said it earlier in the show, if people judge this group of Democrats by their accomplishments, you might as well not even have an election because it would be it's going to be a landslide anyways.
They can't talk
It is going to be Reagan Mondale 84 all over again.
You're talking about folks that can't. Obama spent $100 million putting together a website and the thing didn't even work.
Right.
They have no accomplishments.
No.
Absolutely no success.
But
they don't care about that.
But let me
tell
you this.
That's not what it's about. You look at, again, using the city of Buffalo as a perfect example and the school districts, right? $30,000 per student. 40% graduation rates if we're lucky, and yet that's a success to them.
That's right.
They think they're working hard and accomplishing things, right? They're not going to ever come out. You're not going to ever hear Brian Higgins or one of them talk about the graduation rates, right? What they're going to talk about is we feel really good because we're doing whatever we can.
And they need more money and more time every single time.
Yeah, only had a little more money to do what we need to do. David, awesome call.
Appreciate it. All right, let's go to our own David Mariocker if we have time.
That text is spot on, by the way. Cuomo was busy. He was serving his constituents in Puerto Rico.
No doubt.
Yeah, Andrew Cuomo, by the way, over in Puerto Rico, helping them? What are you helping him with, Andrew?
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you helping them with? What, economic growth?
That's the worst thing.
Let me show you, Puerto Rico, how to lose $8.2 billion dollars in 1 year.
Well, he had the stones to come out and say, and he tweeted it, you know, we have, for the first time, we have a fiscal conservative budget. We're fiscally responsible. Yeah. You were just crying 2 months ago, but you had a $2 billion hole.
$3 billion hole.
What a joke. Yeah. All right, Dave Mariocker, he is on the line with us now. Dave is one of our portfolio managers on our investment committee and true outdoorsman. I always like to tease him with. But David, you are on the air with the Financial Guys, of course. How are you, sir? Thanks for joining us.
Good. Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Markets have gotten a lot better in the last couple of weeks.
Man, hey, look, we had an unbelievable month of June. And this is why we always stay invested.
Stay diversified.
Take some profits here and there, but just stay at it. And after all, I'm coming up on my 25th anniversary next year. I'm going to celebrate somehow, but I'm going to celebrate, first of all, Trump being president.
Yeah. Dave, I was reading an article. I think it's the best start to a year since 1938, first half of a year.
Remember, we had a horrible fall. Remember, we were talking about a correction, fell apart, and unfortunately, it rebounded back so quickly. But also, too, the overseas, the FTSE, the GDAX, Hang Seng, Nikkei have all followed suit on the year. I've talked about the three Gs, General Electric, General Mills, General Motors, kind of bouncing along. Nothing fantastic, but other companies, on the contrary, would be like a Procter and Gamble, Cisco Systems, Microsoft, unbelievable. All the treasury yields are lower. You guys talked about earlier, the Fed. It's almost surreal.
It really is.
It really is. And I don't want to say I'm super bullish or anything like that. I talked to Ron last weekend about the Federal Reserve Board said, well, we're going to be data dependent. And kind of like a normal thing. And it's what they've done. And they've also become accommodative. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Dave, can you stick with us?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
I want to talk about this. This is one thing I didn't mention before, which really makes me nervous, which is the labor force. And I'll tell you, I've been, for those of you that have listened for 20 years, you know that I think the biggest problem in this country is welfare.
No doubt.
It is the biggest problem hurting us right now is welfare, because people cannot find enough, companies cannot find enough people to hire.
No doubt. All right, if you want to continue to listen, we have a whole other hour to go, folks. If you're down in South Florida, join us on the radio.com app. Look up WBEN. You can follow us there. We'll see you on the other side of the break. You've got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
We're not going to make America great again.
The Financial Guys
was never that great.
It's time to talk money.
We have not reached greatness.
It's the Financial Guys radio program.
We will reach greatness.
It's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
When every American is fully engaged.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free 1-800-616-WBEN and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, live from the WBEN studios, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. Hour number two here, Financial Guys, live in studio. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and we're going to go back to Dave Mariacher in just a second, and then we'll get on to some of these other clips from the debate because they're just too priceless not to. It's not that I necessarily want to hear some of these Democrats again, but I got to tell you, man, holy cannoli.
It is fun. It is fun to hear the constant stupidity.
Wow.
That just spews out of their mouth. By the way, can you repeat the state exodus numbers? What we said was $8.2 billion left New York State last year. 17.2 ended up in Florida.
And 450,000 people. 450,000 people have left.
Yes.
That was according to a Hill article.
Thank you. Thank you. For everybody who supports him, by the way, you are just as guilty. Brian Higgins, Mark Poloncarz, every single one of you that think socialism and redistributing people's money and the high taxes in the states works, you are just as guilty every single time one of my buddies packs up and takes off.
You know what's scary about it, too, is that it doesn't take generations, folks. Look at California, okay?
Venezuela,
we were out to San Francisco.
One decade. They are at 25% unemployment rates, eating their animals and chasing donkeys in the street.
We were out in San Francisco for a top producers conference, what, about 10 years ago?
Yep.
Or 10 years ago? 10 years ago, you had some homelessness. But you didn't have rampant homelessness.
Right.
You didn't have feces on the streets.
Right.
You didn't have poop maps.
Yes.
You didn't have needles. Yes. You didn't have open-air drug markets. In just 10 years, what's happened? Well, what's happened is you got Governor Moonbeam, right? And now you got Governor Gavin Newsom from San Francisco, Mayor of San Francisco.
Yep.
So now, in just 10 years, they took over the governorship, they took over the assembly and the Senate, and it was a completely liberal run. In 10 years, in a completely liberal run, you've got a 14% jump in homelessness. You have the plague. You have typhus. You have diseases.
Yep.
You have homeless encampments, drugs running wild. You have the highest poverty rate in the country, by the way. 25% of the country's homelessness live in California.
And here's the best part. The disparity between the rich and the poor is the biggest ever.
In the country,
Yeah, the largest gap.
Yep.
So specifically what they profess to fix, they actually make the problem considerably worse.
But it only took 10 years, folks.
No, right.
It only took 10 years.
Well, you spill it over, right? I mean,
so,
when you have the doers, the people that are paying into the system, right? And then you have the folks that are sucking off the system.
Yep.
And when they don't match up, right, the people getting more benefits than putting in are bigger, it starts to go the other way. And it goes fast, right? And we are seeing that, by the way, in this state. I have never, ever.
Well, that was my point.
And we have been saying this for 20 years. I have never, ever, ever had so many clients in the last 12 months call and say, I am out.
It's every
week.
It's
either the abortion, it's the gun, they're worried about losing their gun rights.
Well, some see what's going on in California.
And most of them are saying it's a little bit of everything. This is putting me over the edge right now.
Well, some are looking at California saying,
by the way,
I'm going to know what's coming.
Add on to that, record amounts of taxes, right? We play these stupid little games.
And regulation.
We might have talked about this on a podcast, but you know, now you can, we have a contest on the City of Buffalo where you can win $1 million to start a business. Like, wait a minute, win $1 million? You have $1 million that you're just going to hand to somebody to start a business?
Yeah.
So, why the hell do you give that to me? Well, I didn't get $1 million. I didn't get a dollar.
Right.
I didn't get a dollar.
But the thing is, they took it from our business.
Yeah, that's right. So you took it from a business that's successful to hand it to somebody else.
That's right.
The mass exodus is starting. It's on its way. It's going to get worse. Yes, there's going to be pockets of success here. Good luck selling your home in the next 10 years. It's going to be our biggest problem, by the way, because it's going to continue. You're going to see these pockets of wealthy people and pockets of homes that are okay, and you're going to see more and more tent cities start to set up shop here in New York State.
It only took 10 years, and now that New York State has the same conditions, the same liberal governor who's trying to out liberal California. You got a liberal Senate. and a left-wing controlled assembly now. And so what are we getting? We're going to be in the same position. Mark my words. Here's your prediction. New York City starts to look like L.A. within 3 years.
Yep.
Within 3 years, you're going to start to see homelessness spike. You're going to start to see petty crime spike. You're going to start to see drug use spike. You're going to see all – you're already seeing the starting of it. But in the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see this state, places like Rochester, places like Syracuse, certainly places like the east side of Buffalo, will look more and more and more like San Francisco and L.A. And that's – it only took 10 years, folks. Look at Seattle. Seattle was, you know, 20 years ago, Seattle was the hottest spot to be. Remember?
Yeah. And by the way, look at the drone shot of Seattle.
Yeah.
Look at the drone shot of L.A., right? Because the rich homes, the rich people, the top of the liberal one percenters, they're behind walls and their drone, their homes look beautiful.
And the politicians.
Their neighborhoods look beautiful, by the way. When they say there's a water shortage in L.A., it's not the rich one percenters that turn their fountains off. They don't do that. Yep. No. That's the poor people. Go online and do yourself a favor and look at the drone shot of Seattle. You'll see what socialism does.
Yep, exactly. And only about Seattle only took about 5 years, so even faster there. So if you want New York State to look like that, keep voting for the same clowns.
Biggest companies in the world are headquarters in those places, right? Yep. You can't say that they – well, you know what? We went through an economic cycle.
No,
and the steel plants moved out of Seattle. Really? Microsoft didn't move out of Seattle. Amazon didn't move out of Seattle. Those people are just fine. They're making more money than ever. It's the rich – the gap between the rich and the poor gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
No doubt. We're going to go back to the phones with Dave Mariacher in a second, but a great text came in, and you're absolutely right. Michael Savage repeated David Bellavia's speech last night on his radio show and praised him, stating that the speech should be played in every school in the United States, and you're absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right.
True
no
hero,
doubt about it.
Class
true
act. American he was hero. On with Fox and Friends the other morning talking about, you know, our military needing the best, the brightest like him. And God bless him.
A true public servant, no doubt about it. All right, 803-0930 on *930 if you want to join us. If somebody hangs up, we do have a full bank of calls right now. Let's see if we can't clean up, and let's welcome back David Mariacher on our investment committee, one of our portfolio managers with our all-cap stock model, doing extraordinarily well year-to-date, up in the well in the double digits. So congratulations for having another great year, David. You were talking before the break. We were just talking about, you know, some of the stocks have done well, June being great, and, you know, the market kind of being almost surreal. But when I look at the economic numbers, when you look at unemployment, when you look at GDP growth, and I think a lot of what people forget about is the regulation. We talk oftentimes about taxes, but one of the biggest taxes that we have on our businesses is the overburdensome regulation. And that's where Trump, I think, is really doing a phenomenal job and where is what is driving a lot of this, you know, really growth in the economy and growth in the market. What do you think?
Specifically in the banking sector.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree as well. And it has to do with a lot of the money coming back in, almost $1 trillion. Some of the other things, Glenn, all of the yields that we were talking about have all come down on the treasuries.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said surreal, I meant all of the metrics, the Fed, all of that stuff seems to be very good.
Yeah, well, the Fed is taking some leadership from Trump, right? No secret to that. The Fed came out, we're going to increase rates, and then, you know, Mr. Trump has a little conversation and some lunch with the head of the Fed, and they change their stance and say, hey, guess what? We're going to be more accommodative.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
No.
Leadership
like that? No. No.
Not in 30 years.
I mean, it's been a long time, right? Ronald Reagan was bright. He had a charm to him, you know, a little much different than Trump. Trump is tough, right? He comes
Trump
across as saying, "I'm going to win. We're going to be winners. I'm sick of losing." And the country was so ready for that, right? We went through, you know, decades. Even Bush. Look at the Bush family is nice enough, but they were
too nice. That's the problem.
Very weak. Ran up the debt. Couldn't, you know. Yeah. Nobody in decades addressed the abuse from China. And Trump said day one, I'm going to fix that. I'm going to stop it. It's going to end today, and we're going to fix it going forward for decades to come.
I did, predict Trump's victory. I predicted 30,000 on the Dow if he gets 8 years. I'm going to stick with that. I'm also going to thank the YMCA on the Southwestern Boulevard, Southtowns. They do a great job. I did get away turkey hunting in North Carolina, which was fabulous. South Carolina is just a notch below.
Any muskie fishing?
Pardon me?
Any muskie fishing?
I haven't gone yet. I was bear hunting as well, and that was fantastic. I shot about a 300-pound bear 800 miles north of here and then had bear steaks. So it's just been a fabulous spring for me. And thank you guys so much for having me on. And congratulations to David Bellavia. We love him and love what he did, and we're so proud of him. Maybe he'll run for governor, and we can turn the state around.
Oh. Wouldn't that be something? All right, David Mariaka, thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend, thanks, buddy. Dave. Appreciate it. Take care.
Could we get him to run for governor?
Wow, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you know how many people would be fired up to help him in Western New York?
I'm telling you. Governor Cuomo would not know what hit him, but that would be wonderful. But I don't think I think he wants to continue to serve the U.S. military. Yes. It seems like he's made that clear. He wants to serve his country. And I don't know that politics, I think, to be honest with you, may be beneath him. Yeah. You know, a man of that, a guy of that stature who's got.
Well, especially in this state.
Well, clearly in this state. But seriously, I mean, he is just got, he's the nicest guy in the world. He's the most, you know, humble, just amazing, really amazing.
Read his book, by the way. House to House. My understanding is it's now, of course, you know, shot up the.
I'm sure.
Charts this week. But
yeah, it's a good book.
It is really unreal. I'm more of a Wall Street Journal, IBD type of guy. I read when I fly a lot, mm-hmm. and I very rarely like.
Not a Buffalo News guy?
No, not so much. I have not purchased a Buffalo News. Honestly, I have not purchased a Buffalo News. When they did not endorse Carl, I said I will never, ever give them another penny again. And I have not purchased another one paper.
All right. As David hangs up, that is your cue to call. We do have one open phone line. If you want it, 803-0930 and star 930. Very short break. We're going to come back with Ron Reinstein on the other side of the break very quickly. And then we're going to go right to some of these clips. If you, again, if you want to join us, 803-0930. If you need us throughout the week, 633-1515.
Yeah. And Medicare planning, by the way, we've got independent certified Medicare reps. If you need help, you're turning 65, or you're just unhappy with your Medicare rep and you don't want to go to some 1-800 number, use them as a resource. I'm telling you, doesn't cost anything. They're AHIP certified. And of course, retirement planning, estate planning, Social Security planning. We've got Diane, Kevin, and Chris up on deck. I promise we'll get to you after the break.
633-1515 if needed throughout the week. Financial Guys, we'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome back, Financial Guys. We're going to go right to the phones. We'll welcome Ron Reinstein, one of our certified Social Security claiming strategists and certified divorce financial analyst, and just all-around great guy. Ron Reinstein, welcome to the program. How are you, sir? Thanks for filling in last week, by the way, as well.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Glenn. I'm, you know, taking a break, bailing out the house from the rising levels of Lake Erie.
Have they approached the Cheektowaga Seneca area where you are now?
Yeah, they have. So, I mean, it's been a rough go this morning, but you know, we're making progress.
The fear, though, is global warming is going to start to lower those levels. All that water is going to evaporate. So
I know.
Keep it while you can.
They could use it, though, some of these folks.
Hey, Ron, real quickly, you've got you and Mr. Hayflick have a certified Social Security claiming strategist event coming up. If you're going to be picking Social Security, then the event is at the workshop is at our office, right?
Yeah, 305 Spindrift Drive in Williamsville, New York. It's going to be held Tuesday, July 16th with a 6:15 start time. And call the office, 716-633-1515, to make a reservation to attend this educational workshop that Mike Hayflick and I are going to hold again. And basically, you know, I'll go through all the different strategies and rules that are out there with claiming your Social Security benefit to make sure that you pick the right one.
It's not just about maximizing, it's about optimizing, right? And there's a difference between those two things, right, Ron?
Yeah, the maximization will come from waiting, but it's optimizing what's right for your income need that you have to hit in retirement. We want to help you get to retirement, but also distribute that income, whether it's Social Security, your pension assets, savings, all the above, that you still have enough income to pay your bills 20, 30 years down the road.
Yeah, real quickly, Ron, what are some of the mistakes folks make when it comes to Social Security?
I think some of the mistakes that we're starting to see now is that anyone who has a call into Social Security, if they have a question, this has been more than once where individuals have said, yeah, they told me I should claim my benefit, even though I'm working, and even though I'm going to go through the earnings limit. They're like, oh, you get it back. I'm like, did they tell you don't get it back in a lump sum?
Ron, I had two clients this week, actually. It's funny you mention that. I had two clients this week that I was doing reviews with, and they're past the age of claiming. This is a couple years past now. But they both had gotten bad information right from the Social Security Department and had to go back and pay back different things and whatnot, unfortunately. Hmm. New clients.
They're there to process a claim. They're not there to process something that is relative, mostly important, yeah, your income plan in retirement.
Yeah, they're not certified to be able to say, here's how you maximize or optimize what you're doing. I need to stop saying maximize and say optimize where you are, right?
They're not even giving the, sometimes, sadly, the right information sometimes. It's not even about, they're definitely not there to help you optimize anything, but in general, they're not even, in some cases, sadly, giving the proper or correct information. That's the problem that I had this past week.
And that's come up as well with a client where they were able to file under the old benefits that we had a commercial run earlier in the show with the 1-1-54 and under date of birth, where she was going to take half of her spouse's to let hers grow by delayed earning credits, and they process the claim wrong.
That's brutal. We need to shift some of the people from the DMV over there, I think.
Oh, boy.
That was a joke. That was a bad joke. Ron, we'll see you, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you calling in. Take care. All right. 803-930 and star 930. Let's just roll through these phone calls before we get to
some of these clips. After the break.
But these clips are priceless. I promise we will get to them right after the bottom of the other break. But let's go in order here. We'll go to Chris in West Seneca, who has been very patiently waiting. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Terrific.
I had a laugh at that girl.
Yeah. She was so nice, though.
I know.
She was so nice.
A sweetheart.
She goes, oh,
she just,
man. I guess you're right. Yeah,
I guess you're right.
I should walk home.
I'll be walking home.
From this point, she was very nice.
From this point on, for the rest of my life, she dropped the sign. She's like, "I'm out."
Did you ask her if she was going to go home into her air-conditioned house?
No, but actually, it was kind of cool that day, coincidentally, because it was a global warming rally. But yes. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, it was chilly. We had our coats on.
Al Gore must have been there.
Exactly.
Hey, have you guys heard anything about you know, maybe within the next year or so, some kind of monetary crisis coming?
No.
No.
Not at all. So I was just curious, you know, with all the geopolitical stuff going on in Europe, and they're basically dead.
Yeah, well, Europe's got its own issues, that's for sure.
Yeah, Europe, yeah. Like John Thurr is starting to talk about that as being a bankruptcy workout. You know, we're starting to, you know, just carve up the balance sheet and sell it off to the highest bidder. The European Union, unless they find capitalism and figure it out, has no chance whatsoever. They have no chance. They will go, they can't break 1% GDP growth with zero interest rates and massive government stimulus. They cannot figure it out.
Let me comment on that, though, Chris. So one of the cool things about diversification and asset allocation, and that's what we've always been a proponent of, and it's funny because in the last bunch of years, a lot of folks have said, well, we're a global economy now. That doesn't apply anymore. And some of these same old school rules, although the technology has advanced, they still come back to working themselves through, whether it's, you know, buying down in a bear market or, you know, rebalancing in a bull market or diversification, right? You've got China that has an economy that's at its slowest pace in 30 years. Europe's having issues, but yet our stock market and our bond market are doing pretty well. Diversification is the key. And so, I you know, certainly Europe's going to have its issues. I would also be careful about that because we know Europe's having its issues, right? And the stock market's going to be a leading indicator. So it's going to figure stuff out before, positive and negative. And so a lot of times people go, well, the market is going to automatically do this because of this. Well, you already know about it. I already know about it.
Yep.
Markets already know about it.
It's funny, Chris, because when we play the clips on the other side of the bottom of the break, you'll hear people like Bernie Sanders praising Europe.
Yeah.
Now, Europe has twice the unemployment rate and half of the growth rate as the United States. Yeah. It's so bad there that people are so worried about where they want to put their money so they don't lose it.
Yeah.
They're actually paying Germany. There's negative interest rates. That's how bad it's gotten.
And they're buying our real estate, by the way. They're not buying real estate in Buffalo, New York. But I'll tell you what. Take a trip to Las Vegas. Take a trip to Florida.
Yep.
And you will find people buying big-time homes to park their money because they feel like, hey, you know what? Even if this piece of real estate in the state of Florida doesn't appreciate, if it stays even, at least I'll get my money back out of it.
That's right. And that's a big reason why, you know, the interest rates are as flat as they are, because a lot of those dollars are coming to the United States to buy those 10-year treasury notes and then longer to keep get some sort of return.
Surprise, surprise.
Could you imagine? I'm going to give $10,000 to the country of Germany. I'm going to get $9,800 and something back. Sign me up.
They're buying big-time real estate.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
By the way, if ever drive around an area in Florida and go, who is buying that home?
Yep.
Wow, who bought that home? Nobody's ever in that home.
Angela Merkel.
But nobody's ever in that home. Nobody ever uses that home. I'll tell you who's buying that home. The Chinese. Who's buying the home.
Yep.
Folks in Europe who are afraid they're not going to get their money back. That's who's buying their home.
No doubt about it. Let's see if we can. I'm getting the wave off by Frank.
All right.
He's saying no chance you can get a call in. So let me just plug our office number once again. If you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. Please feel free to use us as a resource if you think like us. Give us a call at the office, 716-633-1515. If you want to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, social media in general, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can find all of our social media links there, including our podcast. So give that a listen. That comes out each and every Wednesday, and it's like a mini condensed monologue of the show, 30 minutes. And we also have some cool guests on that podcast as well. So check that out where podcasts are found on our website as well, thefinancialguys.com. All right, we'll be right back. 803-0930, *930 if you want to join us, and 3930 if you want to text us. Financial Guys, News Radio 930, WBEN. Alrighty, welcome back. Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. 20 years on the air here in Western New York, by the way. This is our 20th year anniversary on the air. It's really hard to believe that we've been on for that long. Started the show way back in 1999, actually late 98, early 99, and really signed up for about a two-year deal. Thought we'd do it for a few years, get our business going, and then go back to our...
Never realized we'd be as good as we were.
Right. Just happened that way. We just stuck with it year after year.
Started to listen to some of the shows and go, we are not that bad.
Actually, we were really bad
in the beginning.
Yeah, no doubt
really
about it.
Really bad. And true...
it was so painful that I can't even go back and listen.
Yeah.
That's how painful it is. We've been on for so long that the first day... We used to get cassette tapes of the show. Sorry, I didn't remember
so
that.
Long that we
it was on A track.
Yeah. Well, I showed up. We tied my horse up to the front here. But with True, and this is we used to listen to Bowerly and Beach.
Yes.
And we'd put it on in the office, and we would record them so we could start to say, you know, to become better at this. Yep. So we got to be radio people if we're going to be radio people. So I don't want to say we stole their talent, but we borrowed a little bit of it.
Well, we had the really very fortunate opportunity to work with some real radio talent, right? Some real stars on the radio, four-time Hall of Famer Sandy Beach. You know, of course, Tom Bowerly is one.
Yep.
He's got national accolades for being, you know, one of the top in the country as well. And so the opportunity to work with those folks and to listen to those folks and, you know, be part of the station's fabric has been really great.
And Tim Meyer, too, in the beginning. I asked Tim, can we sit down with you? Can we just buy you lunch?
Yeah, what do you think? How are we doing? Absolutely. All the advice we've gotten, everybody here, appreciate it.
Tim would say, and I'd say we weren't going to buy you an expensive lunch.
Yeah, no, we were talking McDonald's right there. I don't know what you're expecting, but.
The radio show didn't take off yet.
That's right, exactly. Anyway,
we were getting steak. I was just going to pick your brain with some French fries.
Absolutely.
But they were a huge help.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody here who's helped us to get to our 20th year on the air. So anyway, all right, 803-0930 if you want to join us, *930. We're going to welcome another quick special guest here. We're going to go to, what line is he on?
He's on two.
We're going to go to Booker Edgerson. He's with the Buffalo Bill alumni, of course. Everybody knows Booker, and you're going to plug the alumni golf tournament coming up again. How are you, Booker? Thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on. And, you know, I was a kid when Sandy Beach and all those guys was on back in those days.
Yeah.
Little kid.
That's right.
Yeah, well, Sandy's been on like longer than I've been alive, I think.
Yes. He's literally a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
so you guys got an event coming up, Booker. You got two events. We got the golf tournament and then the banquet.
Yes, we have a alumni weekend, Buffalo Bills alumni weekend, and that's going to be July the 26th and the 27th. And on the 26th, we have our gala, which we have a large crowd of individuals there. That's meeting a lot of the former players that's coming in and to participate in the gala and also in the golf tournament. And also we're going to try to do some community events as well. You know, we're just trying to put something together at this moment as to what we can do and what we can't do.
Now, that gala is the 26th. You will be there, so that should be enough. But you bring in some other folks from out of town as well, right?
Yes, we're bringing quite a few guys. I'm out of town. We're talking Hall of Famers, Billy Shaw, Joe DiLamalur, We've had a semi confirmation from I want to say Mike Macias and Reggie McKenzie and, you know, Greg Bell. So that's quite a few guys. Fred Jackson, he's coming in to be a part of this. We got our local guys, Steve Pastor, as well, and Gaddis, and Wall of Famer Ed Abramowski, and Ernie DeGlorio, along with Ring Renee.
Wow, so huge names, and that's cool. You know, here's the thing: it's like people. You know, what I would tell you to do, because you guys do a lot of good for the community here. You take a lot of this money, you support a lot of local foundations and charities and stuff like that. That's a cool opportunity to bring your mom, your dad, you know, that watch these folks. Make it a, you know, there's the summer here is so fast. Life is so fast. You go, I should have went to that. I should have went to that. Go to this, literally. Yep. So Booker, how do they get tickets? How do they get in touch with you if they want to sign up?
Well, to get tickets, you can go to and call Joel Schieffer at 716-694-7867. Or you can go to our website, www.BuffaloBillsAlumniFoundation, and you can pull down information there as well.
694-7867.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Booker, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
We'll see you at the event.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
And if you need more information on that, you're driving, you can't write down the number, just call us at the office, folks. We'll be happy to pass along that information. We'll make sure that, you know, just ask for Rochelle. She's got the information, and she can pass it along to you. So she does a lot with the Buffalo Bills still, and certainly is a big fan, and as we are as well. So great event, and I love when they break it out, the gala and the golf tournament separate. We used to do that years ago for another charity I was involved with, and you know, you're done golfing,
long day,
it's like you just kind of want to get home, and this way you can enjoy the gala as a separate thing and then come back to golf,
especially for you and I, because we hit the ball a lot.
Well, that's true, but
for some of the actual golfers it's not as long, but
right. Well, plus it's fun too if you're just going to the gala. Let's say you're not a golfer, right? I mean, do you know yeah. Oftentimes to show up at the gala after the golf tournament with a bunch of drunken golfers is not the funnest thing, right? So anyway, you know, if the gala having the night before is always kind of fun because it allows those non-golfers to participate, and then the golfers can do their thing on Saturday. Yep. So if you want more information, again, call our office, or you can call directly at 694-7867. All right, let's go to one more phone call.
Sneak it, Diane, then we got to play this.
And then we got to play this clip. All right, Diane in Buffalo, you're live with the Financial Guys. How are you? Thank you for holding.
You were talking about welfare. And, you know, I don't think there's really anything really wrong with welfare as long as someone needs it. But the problem is people are abusing.
Abusing it like crazy, Diane. Abusing it like crazy.
I had a neighbor over here last year, beginning January, February of 2018, moved in. She had Belmont. She had no income, she reported. And she turned out she had her boyfriend moving in with her. She had full Belmont. They paid for everything, I guess, lease and everything.
Yeah.
Then she had her boyfriend's daughter move in with five kids of hers. And then later they had like 25 other people move in.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, and I don't believe anybody was working. She was working off the books babysitting. Her boyfriend was selling drugs. She had little babies coming in while her boyfriend's selling drugs, and he was always high anyways. And, you know.
Sounds like a stand-up crew.
This is the typical story.
Don't you feel better about paying your tax money and sending it to them so they can sit at home and do nothing?
Listen,
it's a huge problem, Diane.
Well, this is why welfare so popular back in the 90s.
The sad part about it, Diane, is the people that actually need help and assistance, you know, the folks that are disabled, they fight for the benefits. They fight for the benefits where, you know, somebody who signs up and takes advantage of the system, something like 35% of the welfare checks in this state get cashed out of state. Yeah. They don't even live here. They're sending the checks to Myrtle Beach as they're hanging out on the beach with the corona. And you're paying for it. I'm paying for it.
The landlord told me that they pulled guns out of that house, the police, and there was a shooting. There was like a drug gang that shot in.
Here's the problem. We need to have, look, if you're going to be on welfare, fine. But we need to go back to welfare to work, right? Yeah. That's why I was going to say, when the 90s, we passed this because people were sick and tired of other folks abusing welfare. And so they passed the Welfare to Work Act, right?
Yeah.
Newt Gingrich forced President Clinton to sign it. And the states that signed on to it and said, look, we're going to give you welfare, but you got 2 years. We're going to give you these job training programs, and then you're going to get a job. Those states like Wisconsin that embraced it saw their welfare rolls drop by anywhere between 30 to 50%. Yeah. States like New York, the biggest problem with that act back in 1998, the biggest issue I had then and I still have now and why it didn't work like it could have was because they left the enforcement up to the states.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, places like New York said, yeah, we know we have a federal legislation called Welfare to Work, but we're just going to ignore it, or not ignore it, but
keep the welfare
part. We can implement our own. Exactly,
we're
right?
Just keep the welfare part.
Yeah, welfare to work, maybe, right?
Yeah.
So, but if we went back to that, I think, look, Diane, most of us would say, yes, you have a leg down, you're on your you know, backside, we want to help you get back up. But it can't be perpetual. It can't be forever, unless, you know, you were the one that got hurt at work. There's programs
That's a totally different program, though, right?
Totally different
you're
program.
Talking, yeah. Now you're spilling it over in disability, and that's where there's this line of, oh, we're not going to help people because you don't want to help people because they're sick. Or that's disability.
No,
totally
different,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. The abuse is rampant in this state. You mentioned
Everybody knows one other thing
about cutting it by 30%. Add on to that what Florida did, which is we're going to ask you to be drug tested, right? I always say my brother-in-law works in the auto industry. He sells auto parts, and they do random drug tests on him all the time.
How about
that? Yet, they take his tax money and send it to somebody who doesn't have to get drug tested. That's a bunch of garbage.
How about this? If you get arrested, you lose the benefits.
Yeah.
How about that? For anything. For gun possession, for spousal abuse, assault.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Petty crime. I don't care.
Yeah.
You commit a crime, it's gone.
And add one other thing on there. If you go out and buy a $60,000 SUV, you also lose it.
That's right. Diane, last word is yours.
Okay.
No, your final thought, Diane.
Oh, well, you know, beware in the suburbs. It is not. I know in the suburbs it's. You know,
it's a New York thing. It's an abuse everywhere, Diane.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's a New York way of life.
Yeah.
Thanks, Diane.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Like what was in the New York State of Mind? Billy Joel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a New York State of Mind.
It's a welfare state of mind.
Ooh, that's a great parody.
Yeah.
We got to write. Frank, write that down.
Yeah.
He has no idea what we even talked about. All right, Frank, you're doing a great
job.
Billy Joel. cue the clips.
He's a music guy.
All right, we're almost out of time.
Darn,
we got 17 minutes. We got to get to some of these. We got to get some of these clips. So let's start if we can with what do you want to start with, Mike? You want to start with the Bernie clip? Is that the Bernie clip that I sent? You got that queued up? Let's actually start at the very end of the clip. Can we play like the last maybe 20 seconds of this clip, and then we'll go back and we'll play the first part of the clip. Can you make that happen for me, Frank? This is Bernie Sanders. They asked a question. Now, mind you, it was pretty obvious from the debate that CNN hates Bernie Sanders. And if it wasn't obvious from them giving Hillary Clinton the questions in the last election cycle that CNN didn't really like Bernie Sanders, it should be evident by the Wednesday, Thursday Miami debates, because Anderson Cooper just takes them to task.
Yes.
Let's see. You supported the Sandinistas. You honeymooned in communist Russia. I mean, is that really a winning? I can hear the commercial now. So we'll get to that clip in a sec. But the last part of this clip is what I want to play.
Win. They know he has no chance.
Oh, he's got
no
shot.
The only chance they have is somebody who's a little.
None of them
who
have
can
a shot.
Lie to be a little bit more moderate, which might be a Biden.
No, right? None of them have a shot. All right. Play that. This is the last 20 seconds of the answer to the question that was asked.
He said he was going to stand up for working families. Well, President Trump, you're not standing up for working families when you try to throw 32 million people off the health care that they have, and that 83% of your tax benefits go to the top 1%.
Oh, the top 1%. Well, first of all,
we expose them for the fraud that he is.
Hold that. 3.6% unemployment rates right now.
Yeah.
Lowest unemployment rates in the African American community, right? Hispanic community, right? What do you mean you're not helping the working class? And I'm so sick of hearing, well, the tax cuts go to the tax cuts go, Bernie, to the people that pay the damn taxes.
That's right.
Right?
We got 40% of the country that doesn't even pay one penny in federal taxes.
I'm telling you.
And they're still getting a refund, Bernie. You can't give them a tax cut when they're not paying federal taxes.
The people in places like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, they get it.
There's a little brain.
They've gotten raises. Yeah, they've gotten jobs. The plants have reopened.
A clown like him will get some of the 19-year-olds who are still in their mom's basement.
They don't even
haven't figured it out yet.
They can't figure out where the polls are, those kids.
3.6% unemployment rates, and you're going to knock his economy. Are you kidding me?
These kids
are growing at growth rates of almost double that of Obama.
Yeah.
After Obama had the worst recession since the Great Depression. Right. You want to talk about throwing him a softball that was eight times the size of a beach ball.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he couldn't have one year, Obama, that exceeded a 3% growth rate is actually pretty impressive.
Yes, right. That takes a special skill.
That's like saying, I'm going to stop in front of the Titanic and slow it down.
Yes.
And people would say, no way.
You did it.
You did it, my friend. You did it. Your economic policies were so crappy that you accomplished something that no other president did ever, Obama. You had not one year that exceeded a 3% growth rate after a recession that was an epic recession. I mean, unreal.
And
the amount of growth that should have exploded out of the upside of that.
And President Trump's only had 2 years.
Congratulations.
You did it. You did it. Anyway, all right, keep playing the clip here because the last part's the best. He talks about greed. Now, mind you, let me just before we even play the clip, let me tell you this.
What is greed, by the way?
Bernie Sanders.
That? Who's the greed police?
Yes. Well, apparently Bernie Sanders is the greed police. So now, mind you, Bernie Sanders has three homes, a $150,000 sports car. He's worth over $3 million and just bought a new $500,000 home up in the Catskills, right?
Yeah.
So listen, remember that when you hear greed. Go ahead.
Do I consider myself part of the casino capitalist process by which so few have so much and so many have so little, by which Wall Street's greed and recklessness wreck this economy? No, I don't. I believe in a society where all people do well.
All people.
So he doesn't believe in greed. So what is greed then? Bernie.
Six home.
Hello?
Six home.
Is that it?
Yeah, six
Can home. You define your... Yeah. What is greed defined by Bernie? I guess it must be the fourth home is greed.
Little different than Elizabeth Warren, because remember, her net worth is $18 million, but she put it at $30
Well, she worked in a double for herself.
Yes,
but
she worked
talking about, she worked
in a pro-growth Trump strategy.
Yes, that's right.
I think my stuff's going to grow here. This guy is... These are the biggest scumbags in the country when they come out and try to pit people against each other based on working hard and building wealth when they themselves have created millions of dollars of net worth. You know what would be really good?
By the way, by never producing a single
thing.
Never
producing a thing.
He's
never
been
building a widget.
Never
producing a job.
Never.
Never building up a payroll and putting people on and paying the expenses to do that, right? His net worth of a few million dollars with multiple homes and an Audi is just
That's not
fine.
Greedy.
You know what I'd like to see, Bernie? Just once. Al Gore, the Clintons, just once. I'd love to see you give 95% of your money away. 95% of your money away and live like the bottom half that you're helping out, right? Love to see that happen. It will never happen. This scumbag will end up with a $20 million.
Oh, absolutely he will.
He's turned it into a business, and he's not going to win.
Think about
this,
though.
He knows that. He doesn't care.
He's talking about greed. Do I want to play in the Wall Street casino?
Yeah.
And the driven by greed?
Oh,
but what is greed to him, then?
Yeah.
It must be the fourth home.
Oh, by the way, he gave away less than like 1%
right.
of his net worth.
But think about this.
Year.
He's got three homes. He's talking about greed. It's like Hillary Clinton talking about understanding the poor, right?
Yes.
It's amazing. Bernie, you've got three homes on a $150,000 sports car.
Yeah.
I guess if you had the $250,000 Ferrari, that would be greedy? But the $150,000 sports car is not greedy. Three homes isn't greedy, but four homes must be greedy.
It's really like the folks that start a Ponzi scheme, to be honest with you.
Crazy.
It's just as bad, right? I mean, you're lying to people. You're lying to people. You're sitting in front of them, standing in front of them.
Shame on the people that believe it, though.
I know.
These kids going, yay for Bernie.
Yeah.
The good thing about millennials is that, and I hate to say this, but it's the honest to God truth, that when they do the polling, it's like, oh, the young people are going to come out and vote for the Democrats. Yeah. But these young people either can't leave the mom's basement or they can't figure out where their polling place is. Half of these kids that are being polled are not even registered to vote. They can't even figure that part out. So don't worry. The millennials and the young kids that are supposedly in the Bernie's camp, they're not voting for anybody because they can't get there.
There was one clip. Hopefully we can play on the other side of the break where one of them figured it out. John something, I forget his name.
Hickenlooper.
We can't yet.
Hickenlooper.
Okay, Hickenlooper. He says, hey, look.
He's your best shot, by the way.
He says, look at folks.
I'll be honest with you.
If we're going to continue to say the word socialism, we're going to lose.
He might actually be their best candidate. And to be honest to God, Hickenlooper,
right?
He's the only guy that gets
clearly
it. Right. And by the way, if we have a chance, we'll play the Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris just kneecapped Joe Biden. She just Nancy Kerrigan or whatever it was. Who was the other one? Nancy Kerrigan was the victim. You were too young. Look at it frankly. He knows.
She played the.
Who was the other one?
She played the race card on him, and he deserves it. Yeah, Nancy Kerrigan and
Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding.
Let me fill in Frank for a second.
Yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan was going to be the Olympic skater. Tanya Harding ran or sent somebody onto the ice and with a baseball bat and kneecapped her, literally.
Yeah. Took her out.
Took her out.
Yeah.
That's what Kamala Harris did to Joe Biden on Wednesday night.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew the figure skating story. I knew about that. It happened right outside of the one of the hallways.
Yes.
And I remember the classic clip. Where Kerrigan was crying and everything.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like she was being carried by someone.
Yeah, she was. Absolutely right. Yes, you're right. That's right. So that's what Kamala Harris did in figuratively, Cory Booker or to Joe Biden, just absolutely kneecapped. Yeah. I was that little girl. Mind you, it turns out that actually segregation started about a decade and a half before she was even born. But that's forget facts, folks. They just make stuff up.
But it's amazing because he took Biden's usually pretty good at pulling the race card,
yes,
right?
He is.
So he just took it right out. She just took it right out of his pocket.
I'll just
take that back.
I'll take that race card, put it in me.
I'm gonna play that race card
that's
today.
That's right. No chance.
No, that's my card. I wanted to play that.
And then Don
now
Jr.
Now I gotta stick to the education and for the kids.
Don Jr.'s tweet, who was it? Whoever it was, very impressive. He dodged the question in both English and Spanish. Beto. Beto O'Rourke.
Well,
very impressive.
The minute he opened his mouth in Spanish, I'm like, he's done.
Cory Booker, unbelievable. All right, let's go to a quick break. We gotta take a very quick break. We'll come back.
Was Cory Booker able to get out of the debate without beating anybody up or anything?
I don't know. No. I got an update on our former attorney general, speaking of beating people up.
Ooh,
so.
Sanderman?
Yes. Hang on. We got just a few minutes left in today's show. We're going to take a very, very short break. 633-1515 if you need us. We got more clips on the other side. We'll be right back.
Bottom line is, if we don't clearly define that we are not socialists, the Republicans are going to come at us every way they can and call us socialists.
Oh.
And if you look at the Green New Deal, which I admire the sense of urgency and how
that's not socialism.
Climate change. I'm a scientist, but we can't promise every American a government job. If you want to get universal
health care coverage,
I believe that health care is a right and not a privilege. But you can't expect to eliminate private insurance for 180 million people.
Oh, yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
Don't want to give it up.
Oh, but they can.
We brought businesses and nonprofits together.
You could cut it there. There was a clip.
Yes, they can promise it.
There was a clip of Kamala Harris or one of those clowns saying, we gotta do the best we can. They say you can't do Medicare for all, but yes, we can do it. But the thing is, I wish I could moderate these things because my follow-up question would be, you passed Obamacare, but yet you exempted yourselves from it.
That's right.
Why was that exactly?
That's right.
If government-run health care is so good for the rest of us, why did you guys in Congress exempt yourselves from it, right? That's the kind of stuff that drives me crazy.
And the states that have gone in that direction are going bankrupt. Who's going to pay for this?
I wish they would ask those questions. We'll play the beginning of the Bernie clip in just a second, but I wanted to surprise you with this, Mike. I saw this over the week. I forgot to send it to you. But you'll never guess what our formerly disgraced former New York – well, not formerly disgraced. He's still a disgrace. Disgraced former New York Attorney General is now – guess. He just graduated as a meditation teacher. Can you imagine? You meditator, I'm going to choke you on a goddamn. I can only imagine.
Well, he's got to have a tour soon, I would think, right?
Four women accused him of physically abusing them. But now it's okay. He's a meditation teacher.
He's a Democrat.
I want to go there. I want to go to that guy.
He's fine.
How do you get clients as a meditation? Who signs up? I'm serious. Who signs up to go to a disgraced Eric Schneiderman's meditation after beating up his former girlfriends.
You beat up some girlfriends.
I'm going to choke you unless you meditate.
You've got this degree. I'm sure you're fine.
Unreal.
I'm sure it's fine.
Play the beginning of this clip if we can, just the very beginning of it, because we won't play his response.
He'll be a consultant for CNN. It'll be good.
I'm sure, yeah. This is Bernie Sanders. Actually, this is the question is from CNN's Anderson Cooper, which is classic.
How can any kind of socialist win a general election in the United States?
Well, we're going to win because first we're going to explain what democratic socialism is.
Oh.
And what democratic socialism is about is saying that it is immoral and wrong that the top 0.1% in this country own almost 90%, almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%.
Oh.
That it is wrong today in a rigged economy.
Rigged economy.
57% of all new income is going to the top 1%.
Hold that for 1 second. A rigged economy. A rigged economy. The best country for economic mobility ever. Ever.
Rigged
the
economy.
Best system
you mean
ever.
Rigged like your wife rigged the college funding thing? That kind of rigged? That she was investigated by the FBI rigged?
Keep
that
playing,
that kind of rigged?
The world. You see every other major country providing health care to all people as a right, except the United States.
Stop it there
for
a second.
They're broke.
Every other major country is broke.
Bro.
Every other major country is growing at half, if they're lucky, the growth rate of the United States.
My
the United States is the envy of the world economically right now.
My favorite is, I know we're up against the clock here, but he mentions Denmark and Sweden, right?
Always.
Denmark's got, 6 million people or something like that, right? But their unemployment rates are 28% higher than the U.S.
That's right. And they're not actually socialist, by the way.
He mentioned Sweden. Their unemployment rates are 41% higher than the U.S.
Do they have socialized health care? Yes. Do they have 50% tax rates? Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Do they have unemployment rates 28% and 41% higher? And going all the way up to places like Venezuela that have 26% unemployment rates? And they're eating their animals?
Yes, they do. Yeah, these clowns don't have a chance.
I mean,
I'll play the rest of that. I'll put the rest of the clip on our Twitter feed this afternoon. You got to watch the rest. But the follow-up to the question's classic.
Yeah.
He goes, wait a minute, but you vacationed in communist Russia. Like, I don't – I can hear the commercial. Like, you supported the Sandinistas.
Yes.
I don't – anyway, all right, folks.
We're shirtless, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Shirtless,
That's going to do it for us.
Which makes that very uncomfortable for a lot of us,
no doubt.
Yeah,
all right.
Except for Eric Schneiderman.
That's right. All right, 633-1515 if you need us throughout the week, folks. If you think like us, use us as a resource. You can pop by for a complimentary consultation. Give us a call at the office again, 633-1515. On behalf of Mike Lomas.
One final shout out to David Bellavia.
Yeah, hats off to you. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We're the Financial Guys. We'll see you next week right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.